You're going to,
I'm clearly
you're going
hungry.
To a pizza restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
To get a pizza.
Don't even.
See,
don't
and then,
even.
No.
Yeah, you go to a pizza restaurant and you say, hey, let me get some garlic knots or mozzarella sticks. That's a completely reasonable
request. Thank you. And you're, okay, listen. Mm-hmm. You're a good friend. You're at the pizza restaurant. You text me. You say, hey, Adam, I'm getting pizza. Do you want some? Right?
Want pizza?
Just like I was getting coffee. I said, stop. Do you want some?
Okay, go ahead.
And then I say, no, but I really want a MacBook Pro. Not even fucking close, you piece of shit.
That's what you're
saying.
That's
exactly
to me right
what
now.
Nick said.
That is an item.
How about
that
this?
Is not sold.
How about this?
At the pizza restaurant.
How about this? If I say I'm at the fucking pizza restaurant and.
What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. Cometown is one of my favorite podcasts of all fucking time. It means the world to me. I can literally binge watch fucking episode after episode after fucking episode for, I think it's been like 4 years, and I've been listening to the same episodes and I never get fucking bored of them. They're to me the funniest guys in the entire world. I actually went to go see Stavros live. That's Stavros. And the guy, that guy right there with, well, that's Nick and Stavros. But my point is, I recently fell out with some dude in the exact same fucking way. We were going to start a podcast together, and I felt like this guy was kind of taking the fucking podcast to a different direction from what we originally agreed on. And then we had a falling out. Like, it was just something personal on our, like, principles and beliefs. Which is common. I mean, it even happened in Cometown a couple times. But they never let their fucking politics get in the way of them enjoying each other's company and them enjoying each other's presence. And they never assumed anything about each other. They just used their comedic talent to combat each other with wits. As a matter of fact, the best fucking episode that you could watch is Cometown Brain Wars mega compilation extraordinaire. That one will literally make you fucking laugh because it's them riffing with one another back and forth, you know, basically just fucking sparring with each other, just kind of like throwing a few blows as fucking friends. Any case, I was trying to build a podcast with two other dudes, and one of them didn't agree with something that I said. So, you know, a day goes by, and he did what normal fucking girls do, which is if they don't like something, they're just gonna fucking stop talking to you, right? If they don't like something you say, if they don't like something you do, they're just gonna stop talking to you. In the meantime, a guy like me, you know, a weirdo, he's gonna try to fucking reach out and try to like, hey, I don't know if maybe I pissed you off or whatever, but we could squash it, you know, move on. You know, just sort of start over. You know, weird shit. So, in any case, I find out that this fucking cocksucker was talking shit behind my back. That he painted the fucking thing completely fucking different from what actually happened. And not only that, not only fucking that, like what pisses me off the most is that this fucking cocksucker has like beautiful fucking land, virtually in the middle of nowhere, away from people. And then he's telling me not to live the life that I live out here in the fucking city. Well, it's a little more nuanced than that, but I'm just fucking using these words so that I can just get to the point. All right. It's way more nuanced than that. But basically what he's telling me is I shouldn't live that type of lifestyle, or I shouldn't think that way because, you know, there's a better way to do things. And every motherfucker that has ever fucking told me that shit lives in a fucking ivory tower. Exact same situation. They live out in the middle of nowhere, close to fucking no one, and they're always telling me, hey man, you could do better than that. No, faggot. I'm out here in the fucking sticks doing my shit. I'm out here, excuse me, it's not the sticks. It's out in the fucking suburbs in the city, fucking surrounded by fucking morons that try to kill me with their car, that fucking steal from people, that shoot people, that fucking do all this aggro shit, right? It's so fucking easy to say, yeah, dude, you shouldn't do that. I mean, I live out here in the middle of nowhere, but yeah, you shouldn't fucking live that life. You shouldn't have that mentality. You shouldn't have to fucking want to survive at all. You shouldn't have to fucking, it's like a motherfucker who lives in heaven talking about, yeah, you shouldn't want to start a civil war, man. It's like, dude, you live in fucking paradise. I'm living down here in fucking hell, trying desperately to get through to motherfuckers so that they don't fuck up my life. So in any case, what that series right there of Come Town is Adam Friedland. He's a stand-up comic out of the trio, right? There's Nick Mullen, Stavros Helkias, and Adam Friedland. And Adam Friedland frequently does this shit. He'll mispaint shit intentionally to try and win an argument. And he knows he does it. And it pisses me off. Like, I've been literally wanting to fucking talk about this and get it off of my fuck. Oh, yeah. And then the other thing that this fucking faggot accused me of is that I was going to dox him and somebody else. It doesn't matter. My point is this fucking faggot was afraid that I was going to dox him. Never once was that ever mentioned. That's what pisses me off. What I said was, if shit ever hit the fucking fan, all those motherfuckers that tried to force me to get the jab or I would lose my job, that I couldn't fucking travel, I couldn't see my friends, I couldn't go to church, I couldn't visit my friends at the fucking, at the hospital, I couldn't hug my relatives at the fucking retirement homes, I couldn't see my fucking loved ones while they were dying. I had to stay at home, and when I had my fucking friends over, they would rat on me to the cops. I was going to come after each and every one of those fuckers when shit hits the fan, and I'm going to fucking make sure that my belly's full, and I'm getting my fucking pound of flesh. That is what I fucking said. And trust me, those people don't make it fucking hard to, those people don't make it very fucking hard to find. I remember each and every one of those fucking assholes. How about this? I won't even have to fucking tell you. If you live in fucking Long Beach, California, all you have to do is just walk down the streets and see all the rainbow flags, all the BLM flags, and all the fucking Biden and Harris fucking stickers and the Bernie stickers behind their fucking car. Those are the motherfuckers that fucking laugh their asses off, calling us conspiracy theorists and fucking nut jobs, when we were clearly fucking telling them and warning them that all of this shit is contrived, that we are living in a fucking, a system that is, trying desperately to fucking kill us. They laugh their fucking asses off at us. And then they expect me to just let it go. After they did all that shit to me, I couldn't go to fucking church. I couldn't have fucking mass at my house. I couldn't have people over. I couldn't fucking party anywhere. In the meantime, they got to party and do whatever the fuck they wanted. Under the guise that they were vaxxed, right? Fuck natural immunity. Who cares about natural immunity? You better get the fucking jab. That's what that fucking argument was about, and he fucking twisted it to be something else. This is the shit that I fucking deal with on a regular. And I was willing to just let it go. I was willing to just fucking move on. I was willing to just say, look, man, we disagree on different things, obviously, because we have two different fucking mindsets. I grew up in a very hard place with zero to no fucking, rules of engagement, and you did. You had a different set of standards, a different fucking upbringing, and maybe a different fucking code of fucking conduct than I do. Regardless of the fact, each of our fucking codes kept us alive and made us very smart, and we can fucking learn from each other. We can correct each other. But one thing I will not do is starve again. And I will fucking refuse to watch my buddies watch their kids starve because there's not enough food in the shelves, or they had to fucking buy a couple items at a time in order to fucking share the wealth or share the goods with everybody else. One box of toilet paper at a time. One jug of water. One case of diapers. One can of fucking baby formula per day. If it was even accessible. And then they kept us fucking locked in well beyond the time frame that it was fucking even allowed. And still till this day, they try to push this fucking narrative that, oh, we need to go under lockdown again. Even fucking threatening us at force, like, hey, if you don't capitulate and comply to what we say and do, we're going to lock you guys down again. And I'm supposed to just fucking play fair. I'm supposed to turn the other cheek, and I'm supposed to just play okay with that. No, I'm sorry. I refuse. And again, a person who lives out in the wilderness will never fucking have to worry about this shit. I've got a buddy who lives in Texas, a former buddy who lives in Texas on fucking 2 football fields worth of fucking acreage. He doesn't have to worry about fucking people. He lives out in the middle of nowhere in Texas. Got another buddy who lives in Porterville, out there in California. It's north of Bakersfield. Again, middle of nowhere. Got another buddy who lives in fucking Redwood. Again, middle of nowhere. Doesn't have to worry about any of that shit. They've got wells, they've got fucking plenty of food, they've got chickens, they got all this other shit. But for whatever reason, when I don't have any of it, and I'm like, dude, you know what? I'm coming for my pound of flesh because these cocksuckers put me in this position by voting it in, by allowing it to happen, by not fucking fighting back and telling me I need to fucking bow down. When all these fucking cocksuckers have all the fucking food in the world and just decide to fucking waste it, decide to throw it away, decide like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go out and eat instead, and I'm going to let the fucking food just spoil in my fridge. Which I saw time and time again. No, I'm sorry. I'm not fucking obeying that order. So that's what the conversation consisted of. And it wasn't an argument. It was a stance. I don't know what else to fucking say. If I fucking challenged any one of you men to your principles and morals that kept you alive, I'm sure you would feel the same. Any case, I just wanted to bring this up because quite frequently I'll fucking watch Cumtown and moments like that happen all the fucking time where 3 dudes fight and then they get back together and it's like no big fucking deal. But in this case, if somebody else is going to talk shit behind my back and not fucking communicate what their problem is, you can consider yourself gone in my life. Fuck off. And everybody else, guard your heart.